The solo begins with this ensemble phrase played in octaves. Then the solo is set up in such a way as to have distinct sections, the first one being C sharp minor with a classical edge to it, the second section being E major with a more upbeat, happier mood, and the final being a gutsier G mixolydian or G blues flavor. Let's look at those sections, the first being the C sharp minor. That's pure pentatonic combined with the Aeolian mode and the blues scale. And then we have this unusual chromatic descending sequence that happens to have muted notes played percussively in between, creating a syncopated sound. In other words, two in the space of three. Notice the wide bend of a minor third while we're playing that harmonic. The next phrase is very scalar. And finally, a triplet ascending sequence up the G string. Notice the use of the blues scale note at the end of that phrase. Now our mood changes to E major as well as our tonality. We're in the mixolydian mode, which has the major sound and therefore gives us a more up feeling. You'll notice both scalar outlines in the ascending climb as well as an arpeggio in the top part of that line. The arpeggio of a seventh. The next phrase has a lot of rhythmical repetition to build energy. This phrase has a very sequential sound as it moves through the dominant. And the last one again brings back the idea of repeating notes for energy. Our mood now changes to the G tonality with a gutsier, bluesier edge to it. Notice the rhythmical timing again of two against three, that is, two notes within a triplet. Ending on the wide bend of a minor third. Now we have a lot of gutsy double stops, which remind us of Chicago blues flavor. And finally, some high notes as a contrast in register, and the inevitable blues descending line.